Ksav Yodoy. V'yei. When do we say it's possible that the Rabbanon if you have a Neidechad and Ksav Yodoy? Avul Ksav Seifer V'yeid Loi. But if you have the Ksav of the Seifer and an Eid, then Takr is possible. So Rashi says, but after Ksav Yodoy V'yeid Hudi, I mean not Lad Kosher. Then the Medivaisi to get is a good gift. So he told him a Marisha Shemin in Loi, he had three of Loishu made of Lad Kosher. He says, no, he'll have a Seifer of Amino, Hochod, Ikei, Dechod, even like a Chimi could use the gift. That's the chiddush over here, that lechatchila you're still not supposed to use this gift. Even though it's a ksav yodei ein an eid echad, lechatchila you shouldn't use it. Lechatchila you're supposed to have two eidim signing on the gift. But again, it's only, Ran said, it's only dafka ksav yodei. Avo ksav soifu v'yed loi, then the gift would be puzzled. Then the kid would even be a mamzin. If you only have the ksav of a soifu, stam the soifu wrote it. So when a soifu writes it, there's no Eidus there. There's no IOU there like. It's not. He's not the Baldover. So if you only have a sofa wrote the get, and you only have one Eid signed in the get, that's nothing. That get l'chur is possible with the rice even, and therefore the kid should be a mamzer. Shmuel says no. Shmuel ma afilu ksav sofa v'yeid. Even when you only have the ksav of a sofa also with the rice, it's good. With an Eid echad. Sherei shanina, because we learn like this. Ksav sofa v'yeid kosher. That's where Shmuel learned. So therefore, Shmuel is even a Ksav Seif is also kosher. Right? So the Gemara of Rav says, "Me done. What's one have to do with the other?" Hosom tinos lechatchila. Hos hocho diyevet. Right? So Rav Amalach, "Me done. Hosom kosher lechatchila. Mashma. Dosom chasam seifer ima echininu." Rav learns over there that doesn't mean the Ksav Seif just the Seif wrote to get. But it means after he wrote it, he also signed on the get. So that's kosher lechatchila. If you have one eid signed on it, and the sefer also signed on it, that's like a regular two eidim, so there are people that chilim ought to get married. So that's what Rav learns. There is no proof over there. But if you only have the ksav of the sefer, just he wrote the get, but the sefer did not sign in the get, that's even possible in the Raisa. Then all you have is only one eid signed on the get, there the get is possible. Shmuel the Gemara says Lakash is no stira. Ha the safra the mivik, the yah the safra the mivik. Shmuel learns no. Both cases is we're only ksav sefer. The sefer wrote it. One place says it's good. The chetchila one says only b'di'evid. It depends how good of a sefer it was. So Rashi says the Shmuel less than Rabbi Yimya. El ksav sefer. He learns no. It's only the ksav, only the writing of the sefer that wrote the get. V'lei chasam and the sefer did not sign on the get. If so, why is the get kosher then? Behind the time with the kosher lechatchila, how come even lechatchila Rashi says you're allowed to use such a get? The safra de muvak ulboki b'teres gittin. I'm talking about a safra that's not mishab boki in teres gittin. Ulay yichtevenu eli im shoma mipi abal. He would only write it if he heard from the baal. So therefore, we know for sure the baal commanded him like to write it, and therefore his signature is like an aid. Therefore, the get is kosher. But if the sefer is not a muvlik, then we have to be afraid maybe it wasn't written with Tzivya Baal, then the get with the Rabbanon is possible. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ksav Yodei Shninan. That's what it says, that the Mishnah is talking about a Ksav Yodei. Like Rashi's Karav, Yom Ksav Yodei Shninan, have a Ksav Sefer, a Vlad will be a Mamzer. The Ksav Sefer, then the Vlad will be a Mamzer. O Malei Rebbe Loza, Harayei Shol Avedim, that we have Eidim sign on it. Like, if again, how many thought the sefer was going in the middle case? Here we have Eidim. Omalaya sefer, now we're going on the sefer. The sefer was, you only have an Eid Echad, so they are talking about, even though you have a Ksav, you have an Eid Echad with a Ksav sefer, the get will be possible. Zimnim Omar Rav Teitzei, Zimnim Omar Rav Le Teitzei. Sometimes Rav says will be Teitzei. Rashi says, Pahani Shloisha Gittin the Masnissin. In this says Teitzei. And these three psulim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the get is possible with the Rabbanim. So the Mishnah only says that if she remarries and has children, the children are not mamzerim, the children are sherim. But the question is, before she has children, do we tell her to be Teitzei or not? Does she have to get a get from the second husband or not? So Rav says sometimes yes, sometimes no. Here, the Zimnan Amarav Teitzei, Zimnan Amarav where Teitzei. Okay, so how could we have this? It's like this. Yesh la bonim loitaitse. Truthfully, if she has children, then we say loitaitse. Ein la bonim taitse. If she doesn't have children yet, then we say taitse. So Rashi says, Yesh Tobana means Kaidim Shinoi the law knows she beget has anything. Like before we realized that she used this get, this type of get, when she got married, and she has children, once she had already children, then not to be Maitzi Laz upon them, we say, Lo Taitse. Because if we'll tell her to be Taitse, even though we're going to say the kids are kosher, but people still will be Maitzi Laz. People will still say, why are we Taitse? Because the first get was no good, and people will come to say the kids are Mamzerim. So therefore, when she already had children for the second husband, then we say, Lo Taitse. But if she only remarried and she didn't have children yet from the second husband, then we say Taitse. Masiv Mazutra Batuvia. Mazutra Batuvia has a question like this. It says, Alocha, the Kulon, all 15, Rashi says it means the 15 Arayis that says in the beginning of Masech to Yivamis, that they parted Sarasayim from Yibum, where your brother had two wives and then your brother died. So if one of his wives is an heir to you with your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law, so the other wife is also Possel, is also Potter from Yibam. So it says about the Chulon, Shoya ben, Safi Kedushin. Let's say your brother was married to two wives, and the second wife, the Erva, to you, is only a Safi if your brother was really married to her or not. It's only a Safi Kedushin. Or a Safi Gershon, else you have a Safi, maybe your husband gave that one a get already. And if he didn't marry her, or else if he gave her a get, then the second wife you have, your brother has, is not of Yibam. Because the only reason why it should be potter is because it's a Saras Erva. But if the Erva is a Suffolk, so the other one is Midra Suffolk, Mechuyiv. So Sel Alachar is a Reya Lachaletis Lod Mishabem. It's good, Midra Suffolk, you have to give the other wife Chalitza. Because it's a Suffolk, maybe the Erva was not married to your brother. So therefore there is a Mitzvah Yibum, but only for the Lod Mishabem. Because maybe the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, and then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So therefore you have to give Chalitza Midra Suffolk. Now, Ketzat Sofik Kedushin, where is there a case that's a doubtful whether your brother was married to your sister-in-law or not? Zorak Law Kedushin, where your brother threw her the Kess of Kedushin. Sofik Kar of Law, Sofik Kar of Loi, we have a Sofik though that the money get closer to her, closer to him. Zil Sofik Kedushin, that's the Sofik of doubt whether your brother married her or not. Sofik Gershin, where's the case of a Sofik Get? Kosov Iksav Yodai, where the husband himself wrote up the Get. V'yein olav edim, and there's no edim sign on it. This is called the Safa Gerishin. Yei, or else yesh olav edim v'yein boizman. Or else yesh boizman v'yein boyelav edechot. Harel, or Safa Gerishin. So here you called our cases, our three psulim in the Mishnah, here the Brisa calls it a Safa Gerishin. Now, v'yamrit loitaitse, if you tell me now the din is on such a get, that once she remarried, we said the din is loitaitse, we said the din is that really she could stay with this get, she could use the get. If so, Tsarosa, ask Yaliyahumi, it'll come out then that the Tsara, you'll come to be Miyabim then the Tsara. Because if you can say now that the get was a good get, so it comes out your brother already gave the get to the Erva, so she's not your brother's wife. So your brother only had one wife at the time when he died, so you'll come to be Miyabim. So Gemara says, so what? So what? Let her be Miyabim. Chashosha the Rabbanan, it's only a Chash with the Rabbanan. Like we already said in our Mishnah, Midi Yeraisa, these three Gittim Akasha. So Midi Yeraisa, if your brother gave the heir of her get, so Midi Yeraisa, the second wife, is his only wife, and therefore there is a Mitzvah Yivim over there. It's only a Safik Midi Rabbanan if the get is a good get or not. So on a Safik Rabbanan, we don't care. Even if she wouldn't make Yivim, it's not so the fellow, she's not doing an Issad Yeraisa, it's only a Safik if the Bin is the Rabbanan or not, so therefore we don't make any Chashash. Chashash Rabbanan, we don't care about. Levi Yom Levi says no. Liyolam Loi Taitse. Could be the three cases now. Mishnah, the din is Loi Taitse. Even if she remarries before she has children, still the din will be Loi Taitse. And the Chayim Rav Yechon Liyolam Loi Taitse. Rav Yechon also like that. That's what we pass him. The din is now Mishnah. These three gift and true lechatchila, she is not supposed to remarry with them. But if she did remarry, the din is the get is kosher, and therefore we say Loi Taitse. All right, turn over. Hema says the chain amalu Reb Yechanon lebnei Rebbe Chalafta. That Reb Yechanon said to children of Reb Chalafta, the Ninhuna, that Hachiyam Mavugla did what your father said. Liyelam Loitaitzei. That you should know in this three cases in our Mishnah, if the wife does remarry, then it's Loitaitzei. The Katsis Shebomer Eina Paiselus B'mechatis. The Katsis Shebomer means a type of an insect, a worm, that stays by the wool, if it drinks from the mechatis, it does not pass on the mechatis. The Gemara says, my karsis, what are these karsis? Om Rabbaya de Dibrito de Bene Kipi. It's a fly that flies around Bene Kipi, by the barrels. So if this type of a fly drinks from the water, the mechatis, it does not pass on the mechatis. Because usually the klal is if an animal drinks from the mechatis, we say he took water up in his mouth, and some water comes flowing down again, so that water is possible. But here, from this insect, this fly, whatever he swallows in, and he doesn't throw anything back, therefore the water that's left over is still kosher. So Mora says, Masa Rav Daniel, Rav Daniel asked a question, Bar Rav Ktina. It says, Locha Koloi, for he's placed in the mechatis. Any type of a bird that goes to drink from the mechatis. That's the paradum that you burn to put the ashes in the water. To make the mechatis, if any bird drinks from it, it's possible. Because we said the bird takes in some water, and then it drifts back again, so that water that comes back in is a lanasa ba'avoida, the water is posel. Chutz min ayayna, only a pigeon, he swallows everything. The Vnesha Maitetzes, he swallows it all, doesn't spit anything back. That's the only one that's still kosher. Now the question is, v'yanisa nisni chutz miyayna v'karsis. If you're telling me this fly, the karsis, also was kosher, so why doesn't it say chutz min ayayna v'karsis? So Gemara says, v'yaleit sikalei. The Gedoyla, like Postla, Katana Postla, it's not sure, not every carcass is kosher. Only if it's a big fly. But a small one is possible the water. The Yatka Matul, how big, is still called the Katana, what's called the Gedoyla? As a fly is only up until the size of the Gezayas, it's called the Katana, then it passes. When it's bigger than the size of the Gezayas, that's called the big fly, then that fly does not passle the water. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Lezer Waima Afapi. Unless the Shita is, we know Adam is Sira Karsi, even though you don't have Adam signing in the get, just Adam was there when they gave over the get is still kosher. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Halacha Kareb Lezer Begitin. We pass on the Lezer Begitin, which is mashed only by get Isha, is the get kosher without Adam signing. Jabi was given over. But mashed by Shtar Mumin, there will be posted without Adam signing on it. Ki Amrisa Karmel Shmuel Omer Afbishtaros. No, not only Begitin, even by Shar Shtaros also. We pass in the Iker, Edi, Mesira Karsi. It's enough, it was given over in front of two Edim. For Rav Sava Bishtarimar, for Rav Sava Bishtaros, Lo, the truth, Rav Hol Bishtaros, no. For Katani, it says, Na Mishnah, the Gedim, the Chosim, the Shabadim. Our Mishnah says, Timri, Rav Lezer said, it's been even by Shash Doris, that you could collect the money. So more, this is true. Rav Lezer, Tati Yom, Avad, Rav Lezer himself holds his Shita of both places. By Gitan and by Shtari Mamin, Edi, Mesira is good. But I'll tell you, for Rav, Sava Kabasa, the Chodah, Polog Levachodah. Rav only passes like Rav Lezer by Gittin and not by Shash Doris. By Mammon, there the Iker is a Raya, there you have to have Edim inside the get itself, inside the Shtar. Mashiach, by Gittin Noshim, there the Iker is the get, and if Abi was given over in front of two Edim, there is Kasha. The Chayyam Rabbi Akiva Ridi, Yom Rabbi Shuman Levi, Halacha Rav Lezer by Gittin, only by Gittin. Rav Yana Yom Afilu Reach a get, Ainvoy. He also knows we don't have like Rav Lezer, it's not even a get at all. Rav Yana for the Gemara, let's say the Rav Lezer is a true. This is what Yanni meant to say. The Rabbanin, according to the Rabbanin Shita of Rav Lezer, hafu the rechaget ain boy. You should know. True, Rav Lezer himself holds the get this kosher, and it could be we paskin like Rav Lezer. He only means, according to the Rabbanin Shita, though, that this get is nothing. It's not even called a reyach of a get. And it would not even paskin a kain. She would be mutter to marry to a kain if the husband dies. The kain of Rav Yosi Mechanin Amr Ashlokish halachah Rav Lezer v'gitin. We only paskin the edim mitzira by gitin. Rav Yechon Amar Afilu Reich Get Ein Boy. Leim Rav Yechon Lesa Rav Lezer again. Hachi No Hachi Kama. The Rabbanim Shita Rogers and Rav Lezer Afilu Reich Get Ein Boy. It's not even called anything. Therefore, according to Rabbanim, if the husband dies, she could remarry to a kohen. She's not called Grusha. Sholach Le Rav Abba Bar Zabd Le Mori Bar Mar. Boy Min Name Rav Huna. Halach Rav Lezer Begitin Oyin Locha. Do we pass like Rav Lezer Begitin or not? Adoch in between Noch Nav Shei Rav Huna. Huna died. Omale Rabba Bray, Hochi Yom Rabba, is this true that your father said, Mishmei the Rabba, name of Rabba, Halacha Rav Lezer Begitin, then Rabba Seinu, Abki, and Bedav, Halacha, they all said Halacha that way, Mishmei Rabbeinu, Omale Halacha Rav Lezer Begitin, they all say over, was said over, the Halacha is like Rav Lezer Begitin, the Yom Rab, Chama Baguru Yom Rab, Halacha Rav Lezer Begitin, we take a pasuk Rav Lezer Begitin, which is mashmah, though only by Gitin we pass an Edim Sira, and not by Mamun, not by other Shtar, Mechiro, or Shtar Matana. Ika the army some say the chaverim who abkiim bedav the chaverim that knew the halacha's claw halacha the talmid de rabbeinu mishum rabbeinu or malach the rabbi lezer begitin the yom rabchiz the yom rab chama bagur yom rab malach the rabbi lezer begitin the chen ki yosi rab no rab lezer or rab malach the rabbi lezer begitin To get to the shala, how we paskin like mash mcvili by ilchas giftin, we do paskin like yableza. Eidim misiri alone is enough. And the shala is by shtari mumin, is it also enough eidim misira, or you bedafka have to have eidim signing inside the shtar matoyna shtar mechira. So even there, we also paskin by shashtar, so also we paskin that the shtar is a good shtar. So that's the Mishnah. What's going to be in the case of shnayim shel sholchu shnei gitin shovim? Two people were married to each one had his own wife, but all four had the same name. The two husbands and the two wives had the exact same name. So both husbands had a separate get written up for his own wife, and the two men sent the two gittin, which look exactly alike, with the same shliach to give the two gets to the two wives. This Reuven sent the get with this shliach to give to his wife, and this Reuven sent the get with the same shliach to give it to his wife. And what happened was, v'nisarvu, the shliach now mixed up the two gets in his hand. He remembered the right hand was supposed to go to L.A., the left hand was supposed to go to New York, and then he mixed up, he forgot who goes to where. I can't believe they would say the places. Kids in the same place, he forgot though which one is whose. So locher is, nois and shnein lezer, shnein lezer. The get is kosher, he has to give both of them to one wife, and then again give both of them to the other wife, so b'manashach, each wife received her get. The figure therefore, obedech, let's say he lost one of the two gittin, or he has shiny bottle, the second get is useless. Because since he does not know to which wife to give it to, we don't know which wife received the get. So therefore, the get is bottled, she can't remarry unless she gets another get also. What about Chanisha Shekosvu Klav Tereget? Five men wanted to give their wives a get. They all wrote it up in one big get. And one big get, they wrote, Ani, Vani, 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 Megarish, Ishti, 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 Ishti. So it's like this. Chanisha Shekosvu Klav Tereget. Ish Ploini, Megarish Ploinis. Reuven Mimgarish his wife Rachel. Ploini, Ploini, Shimon is Sarah. The Eidim Lamatim, the Eidim son and the bottom, Lachm is Kulum Sherim. This one get is good for all five of them. The Yinosain Lachol Achas Viachas. And you have to give it to each wife separately. But the get is a kosher get for all five. What about Toya Kaisif Taifas Lachol Echad Viachad? If each person had a separate get written, it was one big sheet of paper. But you said Reuven is giving a get to his wife Leah, and the whole Nusach get. And then right after that, Shimon's giving a get to his wife Sarah, the whole Nusach get. And then the third one, fourth one. The Edom Alamata, and here the Edom only signed on the bottom of the piece of paper, so it depends, only the last get is good. Esher Edom Nikrami my kosher. Only the last person that's read with the last Edom, that's kosher. But the first few gittin, since the Edom did not sign right next to it, there we say, no, maybe the last Edom are only signing on the last one, not on the first four, therefore the first four apostles. Mor says, Man tanu zetan ava mishtam rabbi yemi yedlek Reb Lezer. Who goes on like Reb Lezer? Di Reb Lezer, kivun di yom edim esira karsi. Reb Lezer, sheet the rizikir, Edom is the ones that see the given over the get. If so, holo yoda b'hayim minayi chomagasha. In the case of our mishtam, where the two men wrote up two separate gittin and gave it to one shliach, and the shliach mixed it up. So we say he has to give both gittin to both wives. Why is the kosher? The Edom and Sira did not see the lishmo, they did not know exactly clearly which get is for which wife. So where it says no, Habayom Afil Tem Reb Lezer, Eimah Devar Reb Lezer Ksiv lishmo. What has to be written lishmo? Only the Ksivus I get. Nesina lishmo mi boy. But does the Nesina, does the Edom have to see clearly to know exactly which get is for which wife? That it doesn't say. The Nesina doesn't have to be done lishmo. So here, Lamaisa, out of these two gittin, both of them were given to both wives. So for sure, each wife did receive her get. Therefore, the get is kosher, even though it's not called in a sinah lishmo. Right. Chamishish kosu klal. Hechi domi klal. What's called the case of klal? Hechi domi tovus. What's called the case of a tovus in this possible? Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Zman echad lekulam. There's only one date for the soshtar zel klal. That's called one big get. If each one has his own date, that's called like five different gittin, then you only have one signature in the bottom, only the bottom one is kosher, not the top ones. Reish Lakish shomar afilu zman echad lekulam, one date. Afilu zman echad lekulam nami. Heavy typhus. No, still it can be a typhus, if you have different nusachs written up. Ela hechidami klal, the cost of it sounds like this, ani plani plani girashnu nishasenu. That's what it says. Ani plani ani Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar. As the Megaris Rusara Rachelay Rivka whatever you want. So the plainness of plainness. That's called the cloud. Kids to the men and the wives all together, and then they have one nusach of a get. Master of Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yerchanon Diyomas Zman Echad Kulam. Zel Klal. That's enough. Again, why? But if you have four or five different lashons of a get, why with one signature on the bottom is it good? Two edim on the bottom, leches, let's be afraid. Maybe when the edim sign on the bottom, the only sign on the bottom get, not on the top ones. Meanwhile, didn't we learn edim chasum in the edim sign? Al shila shalom beget, if on the bottom of the get there's a shila shalom there, puzzle. If the edim sign after the shila shalom, how you doing? Then the get is puzzle. Because chashin Hashem, al shila shalom chasmu. We're afraid maybe the edim only sign on the shila shalom. So you see the edim only sign on the bottom part of it, not above it. So my answer, Lavit Mullah, didn't we learn on this? Lavit Mullah, Amar Bavua, that the dim ifarshalay minayd rab yechnan, shalu puzzle. Vishalu kosher. It depends. If you ask, it's possible. If you don't have the ask, it's kosher. Rakhanami, the kosher by plenty. Shalu possible. Vishalu kosher. Depends. If it says shalu, then it's possible. But if it says vishalu with a vav, if the shila shalom is with a vav, then the get is kosher. Because it says vav means also the yedim is signing on everything above. So Rakhanami, the kosher by plenty, uplani. Here also, even though each man, like Reuven, be Megarish Leah. And you wrote up the Nusach get. But then it says, Uplaini. It says another Vav. And then after the next get, it says Vav, U. And then you have Edom on the Banim. Then we say for sure the Edom is signing on the whole get. Because since each one says the Vav after it, also. And then it means to say for sure the Banim Edom signing on the whole get. That would be kosher. But if it doesn't say Vav, 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 it only says, you know, Ruvein, Zimigarish, Laya. Shimon this, and the Laya this. And then you have to weigh them on the bottom, then tackle the get is only kosher for the bottom one and not for the ones on top. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tezayin Omer Aleph. So again, last shaila was that the Mishnah said a case, if you have Chamisha Shekosvu, if five people want to write a get in one piece of paper like, so it depends how they did it. If they did it with a Torah, if it's possible. If they did it with a klal, then the get is kosher. So let's see this last Gemara again, the paper of the base. This was the machlekes. Hechi domi klal, hechi domi teifus. What's called the klal and what's called the teifus? So it's the machlekes. Omer Reb Yechonin said, Zman echod lekul. If there's only one date for all these five people in the get, Zel klal. That's called like one big get, and the get is kosher. But zman lecholechad v'yechad of each one that has his own get, like written in a piece of paper, has its own date on it, then we say, zel teifus, that the get is possible. That's the way Rav Yechad learns. For Eshlokish Omar, afilu zman.